Tonight's shir siman kuf samaches seif hey. Pas oved kachovim nikia upas kibor shal yisrael. There are two loaves. One is made from sifted flour and one is from coarse flour, but the sifted flour is pas akum and the coarse flour is pas yisrael. Pas yisrael is bread that is baked by a yid or the yid turned on the oven. Pas akum is bread made by goyim. All the ingredients are kosher, but a yid was not involved in the baking process. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you're allowed to eat the pas that's made by goyim for commercial sale. We are machmir during a series of mechuva, but the rest of the year it is permitted. But there are people who don't eat it the rest of the year either. So Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do in this scenario where the pas akum is actually a higher quality bread? The pas yisrael is a poor quality whole wheat. If he doesn't care, he's not careful to avoid pas akum, then the din is, make the bracha whenever you want. But if he is careful never to eat pas akum, then misalik pas noki shel oil kechov me'al ha'shulchan, then take the bread off the table. Take off the table the sifted flour bread that's pas akum, alach ha'birchas ha'moitzi, until after the bracha ha'moitzi. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah up to here. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud Zayin. Pas Oved Giludim Nikiya V'chulu. The pas akum is a fine flour, sifted flour. Al Bishoven, if they'd be identical, Pshita to pas Yisrael, Koyin V'Rach Lo. There's no question, you'd make the bracha on the pas Yisrael. If they're both white flour or both whole wheat, there's no question, pas Yisrael takes precedence. The shaila here is because the pas akum is a higher quality than the pas yisrael. Sifkan yudches, if he doesn't care about pas akum, means to say he'll eat pas akum, then he can make the bracha leizim and shitz, whichever one he wants. Tekolecha deyishlomali, each one has an advantage. Ze shu pas yisrael, one is pas yisrael. The pas akum lo tir el midoch, the whole allowance to eat the bread made by the non-Jew was because of necessity. Vizeshunaki, the mile of the other one is that it's made from a sifted flour. So even though he eats pas palto, he eats pas akum, they're equal. The pas yisrael is equal to the pas akum that is naki. Sifkad yutes masavchel, but if he is careful with pas yisrael, then you take the pas akum off the table. Din zenovem edivri hasarmi kutsi. This halacha originates in the words of the sarmi kutsi. Shechoshash, he was concerned. Shemimunach al shulchan, if they're both on the table, yibes bracha chaviva alav b'bnei shinakia. When he makes the bracha, he may be longing for the pas palter because it's made from fine flour. The after she yitzterach levarach alav, he said maybe he should make a bracha on it for that reason. The harbe me'achronim mefach me'od b'zeh, but many achronim disagree with this whole idea. The kivush nizu masik lezel iser. He doesn't eat it. He holds it's also. Who cares that it's dear to him? But still, it's better to concern yourself with his shita and take it off the table. The Shulchan Aruch continues. If the Baal HaBos isn't careful to avoid pas akum, he eats pas akum. And he has in mind that he's only going to eat the pas palter, which is made from a better flour, a sifted flour. Al bnei beiso yochlu mipasra einu noki shal yisrael. But the rest of the people at the table, his family, are going to eat the pas yisrael, which happens to be the coarse flour, the whole wheat. Ushtei halechem unachem al shulchan, and both loaves are on the table. So he eats the pas palter, which is from sifted flour. The family eats the pas yisrael, which is the whole wheat flour. And he's making the bracha. Tzarech l'fsoya al pas nekiya shalom kham. He should make the bracha on the sifted flour pas palter. Hovahu habot seya, since he's making the bracha. V'indai to lechol el mosa pas, and his intent is only to eat that loaf, that bread. V'im balabayis nizmi pas ov kachovim. But if the balabos is careful, and he doesn't eat pas palter, V'Yisrael she'enu nizim b'kach meisi v'mal l'shochem. But there's another yid sitting with him at the table. A guest is sitting with him at the table, and his guest eats paspalter. Kivin the mitzvah would tell us about habayis, since the mitzvah is for the balabas to make sure that the guest has what to eat too. Yivtzim min hayof v'shov g'chofim. He should make the bracha on the better bread, which is the paspalter. You know, he usually doesn't eat it. V'kivin shahut l'vtzah, once it's mutzim to make the bracha on it, hutul kalsud, he can eat it for the whole meal. The Ramal concludes, v'davka shechavu lovo sepas. It has to be that he wants that bread and it tastes better. Avlam einu chavu lovo isu pashal g'chofim. But if he's not interested in it, without the fact that it's paspalter, Eidot Tzor Chalatim, enough to put it first, because he doesn't like it anyway. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chof, V'ein Daito V'chulo. Now, the language of Shulchan Aruch is, V'ein Daito Lechel Kol Asudu Rak Pasuk Chof. I would have thought, take the word V'ein out. V'daito Lechel Rak Pasuk Chof. That's what it really means. It means he only plans on eating this. So I don't know what the V'ein is doing there, but okay, it means the same thing. V'ein Daito V'chulo. He's only going to eat the paspalter. Perish. The after Bereisha Siv Kosov, even on the beginning of the Sif, we said, the Bavarach al Ezer Sheyirtsa, that if he's not careful with Paspalter, he can make the Baruch on either one, because there's a mile of Pas Yisrael. Hainu Hecha Shebedait Lechol Hasu the Mishtaim. That's because he plans on eating both. So you can make the Baruch on either one. Aval Zesh Ein Dait Lechol Klal Rak Pas of Galul. But this person's not going to eat the Pas Yisrael. He's only going to eat the Pas Akum. He doesn't have to make the bracha on the other one. That's Pas Yisrael. Like we're learning Sifal from the Ramah. The after Motzi, Spnei Beiso, Birchas HaMotzi, and even though he's going to be Motzi the family with his bracha HaMotzi, and they're not going to eat this bread, Elim Pas Kosher, they're going to eat the Kosher bread, which is interesting language. They're going to eat the Pas Yisrael. It's calling it the kosher bread. But since he doesn't want to eat anything but the pasakum, and he's the head of household, hu ha'ikar, he's the main one. You go by him. He makes the bracha on the bread that he's going to eat. If the balabas only eats pas yisrael, and he has a guest who eats paspalter, and they're both types of bread on the table. So there's a mitzvah on the balabas, so he should make the bracha on the paspalter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ala balabayis perish liftsaya. There's a mitzvah on the balabas to cut open the bread, or the hotzias achem v'chaso, and to make the bracha for everyone. K'mosha amo, like they say, balabayis potseya, k'dei sheyivtze b'ayin yofe. The balabas should cut open the bread to give everyone a generous portion. Since the guest wants to eat from the paspalter, which is a nicer and sifted flour, so Chazal allowed the balabas to make the hamotzi on the paspalter for the honor of the guest. Al below orech, if there wouldn't be a guest, einu mutar klal. There's no allowance. The mishanizmi pasav gechovim for the one who doesn't eat paspalter, the varachal paset to make a bracha on that bread. El yisalkim al shulchan, just take it off the table. Kedah air like we learned before. Keinu maskaras hashach v'taz yodei kufi beis ayin sham. V'ayin berloch lebein locha. So even though his family doesn't rate, the family might eat the paspalter and he eats pas yisrael. He makes the bracha on pas yisrael. But if he has a guest who eats paspalter and he eats pas yisrael, then we say he can make the hamotzi on the paspalter. V'da, and you should know, the kahayom, that today, shehaminig, the minig is, shekol lechem avarach le'atzmo b'chaz hamotzi, everyone makes their own hamotzi. L'chay lo shay klad, and say the whole halacha won't apply. El kol echad yivarach al pito she'ochel, even makes a bracha on his own bread. This is the one on weekdays. If you have Lecha Mishnah, it's a different story. But Shabbos, but on weekdays, you make your own bracha. So let the guest make the bracha on his bread, and you make a bracha on your bread. What he asks on the Ikudin of Shulchan Aruch, and essentially, the Ha'ar, the Be'alocha brings is, shouldn't he be Matar Neder? L'chur, if he doesn't eat Paspalter, he should have a Taras Nedarim before he's going to make Hamotzi on the Paspalter for his guest. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Chaf Beis. Avlam Eina Chav V'chol. The Rambam says this is only because even for the balabos, the paspalter is chaviv. But if the paspalter is not chaviv, then you're not going to makdim it. What's something to say? The kolz in a paseh be'etzu chavilav. It's only because the actual bread is a better bread. The only reason he's not eating it is because it's paspalter. Hitir lo bekan b'nei ha'orchem. So in this case, he could eat it because of the guest. But if this bread is not something he likes, he doesn't want it. He'll make his bracha on his kosher bread. Again, the lashon of kashera, he's referring to Pas Yisrael. He'll make a bracha on his bread if there's no chavivos in the pas palter.